Hey, Mac, when are we going to get this crate off the ground?
Sir, I'm sorry, but the gate just called and said that we're waiting for two more passengers. I'm very sorry. Ah, this looks like them now. Excuse me, sir. We're pretty full up at the moment. I don't think we have room for that case of beer.
Dear, put that down, Harry. We're not going to wait till you drink all those.
Are you? No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
You can sit right up here next to me.
Oh, that's great. Thank you there, Skipper. I got the old shotgun position. I'll keep watch for the kamikazes for you.
Now, you fellas promise that stuff will be here when I get back.
I wouldn't worry. Those Teamsters will guard that beer their lives. Hey, Nap. This is probably as close as you're going to get to the actual control panel of an airplane. So I'd like to give you a little tour of the cockpit, if you don't mind here. You're probably wondering first what this little dial is over there. That's your Ignito Vector Overdrive.
Sir, do you mind fastening your seatbelt?
10-4, Captain.
Can't wait to get out on the water. Do you know how the fishing is over on Nantucket?
Yeah, I hear they're biting like pit bulls at a mailman convention.
That's supposed to be funny?
Guess not. Don't do that.
Oh, your altimeter's stuck at zero there.
We're on the ground.
That checks out. Well, I'm about ready to take off there. How about you, Sky King?
Just one more pre-flight adjustment to make.
What's that?
Would you two guys mind switching seats?
Ah, I get it. Redistribution of payload.
That's your RDP, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this for safety reasons?
Oh, yeah. If you'd have stayed up here, I'd have killed him.
So, what time does the cocktail service start?
Oh, we don't have cocktail service.
You do now.
Announcing the arrival of Sandpiper Air Flight 48 from Boston. And for the benefit of our French-Canadian visitors, I'm afraid I don't speak your beautiful language.
What are you, a raccoon?
A response.
Are you insinuating that my utensils are unclean? Because I will have you know that I clean each and every one of these Oh, gross. What is the matter with you?
Well, remember I told you that reporter from American Flyer magazine was coming to interview me?
Right.
It's today. It's no big deal.
And how come you have goosebumps?
I don't have goosebumps.
Lol, take a look at these honkers, man.
Wow, they look almost like real geese.
Come on, I'm just cold, all right?
No, it's not cold in here. Actually, it's kind of hot. Anybody else hot in here?
Yeah.
Okay, I have goosebumps. They're in V formation. They're flying south for the winter. Is everybody happy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on, this could be important for me. The last independent airline this magazine profiled went from a 2-plane operation to a 6-plane operation in 1 year.
Really? You think that could happen to you, Joe?
Never know.
Hey, Hackett. So American Flyer hit you up for that article, huh?
Yeah, sure did.
They've been after me for months to do an article, but I'm too busy. I guess when they realized I wouldn't be at their beck and call, they went to their B list. When that didn't pan out, they went to you.
You are not going to ruin this for me, Roy. This is going to be good publicity in a respected air magazine.
Please, please forgive me, Mr. Big Shot. I didn't mean to rain on your parade.
Then cover your mouth when you talk. You're spraying like a garden hose.
I bet you if you made about, 20-degree adjustment on those trim tabs, that baby had settled down on the runway like a butterfly with sore feet.
Does he talk to people like that all the time?
Oh, he doesn't need people.
Libby, let's get out of the wharf. Charter a boat.
Hey.
I've got a boat for charter. Hey, she's a beauty. Give you a great deal, too.
All right, sounds good.
Hey. Of course, my family lives on the boat, but they won't get in your way. Don't mind the little one. He'll probably just crawl right up on your lap and fall asleep. At least that way he won't eat the bait. And try to ignore the skin rash the little guy's got. The clinic says that it's not contagious.
Let's go. Well, we'll get back to there, Captain Nemo.
All righty.
See you later. Shimmy your timbers, pal.
That's one gene pool you don't want to take a dip in.
Hey, listen. You guys are looking to charter a boat. Try Jack O'Shea. Tell him Joe Hackett sent you.
Jackie O'Shea, huh? Sounds like an Irish bloke. I bet you we're not going to have any trouble getting cocktail service on that boat.
he's an okay guy. Just takes a little time to get used to him. I'm about 2 years away myself.
Yeah, I'm Ted Cobb from American Flyer magazine. I'm looking for Joe Hackett.
That's him right over there. In case you need it for your article, my name is Faye Evelyn Cochran. My favorite color is blue, and I was the first stewardess to use the emergency exit gesture.
I've seen your work. Thanks.
Excuse me, Mr. Cobb. I'm Roy Biggins, owner of Aeromass, the island's number one airline. Here, have an Aeromass pen. You know, sir, the fact that you have been overlooked for a Pulitzer Prize is unconscionable. May I award you with an Aeromass mug? And sir, if you could see your way clear to mentioning my airline in your magazine, it would be so... Here, have an Aeromass face cloth.
Ted, nice to meet you. I'm Joe Hackett. Why don't we go in my office?
You got some real wackos on this island, Hackett.
Oh, so you met my brother, huh?
Is that guy your brother?
Oh, no, that's Roy. I don't think he has any siblings. Where does he ate him in the nest? Have a seat, Ted. So, what angle are you going to take for this article? I mean, you have the romance of the one man, one plane, and there's the drama of David versus Goliath. I guess it just depends on what you're looking for.
I'm looking to fill 3 pages.
I see.
Now, look, Hackett, I'm not going to kid you. I hate flying. I hate writing for this stupid magazine. I'm only here because my editor's aunt flew on your little airline and thought it would make a cute story.
Yeah, I think it might.
I don't do cute. I never had to do cute when I worked for Mercenary Monthly. Now, there was a magazine you could sink your teeth into. You could write stories with raw power. It would leave a taste of blood in your mouth. But back to reality. Start at the beginning.
Well, when I was a kid, you'll never guess who my hero was.
Chuck Yeager.
Yeah, how did you know?
I'm psychic.
Brian, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be on your way to Provincetown.
Yeah, Lowell had to pull the plane in. There was a small leak in the fuel line.
Oh, well, Ted, this would be good for you to see. Ted? This would be good for you to see here at Sandpiper Air. Safety is our number one priority. That's why I hired the best mechanic on Nantucket.
He's kind of a mechanic savant.
Ted Cobb, this is Brian, my brother. He's my other pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Cobb, you're not the Ted Cobb who wrote for Mercenary Monthly, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, man, I love your stuff. My favorite was the 4-part article on the sucking chest wound. Oh.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of that.
Oh, man, I used to read your magazine from cover to cover when I was flying out of Mustique.
You flew out of Mustique? I lived there for 2 years. Hey, did you ever go drinking at Basil's?
Are you kidding me? They named a drink after me. The traumatic head injury. That's me. Yeah, yeah. In fact, I remember this one time. Princess Margaret walks in, and she needs a light for her cigarette. Who knew she smoked, right? So I grab a tiki torch. But what am I going on about? This article is all about Joe, right?
Who's Joe? Oh, right.
Joe. Tell him about the time you were flying the Sultan of Brunei, and one of your engines blew, and you had to... Oh, wait a second. That was me. Okay, oh. Tell him about the time you're flying... and your wings ice up, and you had to make an emergency landing on Lake...
That was you, too.
Oh. Wow, what a life I've led.
You know, Ted, it isn't often that I brag about Sandpiper's on-time records, but I've got some stats here that...
Hey, listen, Brian, tell me, what outfit did you fly without a mistake?
Iguana Airlines. We're ugly, but we get you there.
They were a nutty bunch.
Oh, tell me about it. Hey, I remember this one time. I'm flying a plane load of swimsuit models down to St. Thomas, right? So halfway there...
we developed a little engine trouble, so I have to ditch.
Wait, no, slow down. I want to get all
okay,
of this.
Okay, wait. So I've ditched, and here I am. I'm on this deserted beach with these six gorgeous babes looking at me for protection. Thank goodness I had some.
Sorry. I'm just going to go get a cup of coffee.
I mean, far be it for me to tell them that there was a Sheridan on the other end of the island.
Then I'm going to put a bone in my nose, light my hair on fire, and do the lambada with Faye.
Good job. Thank you.
A Sheridan King Christmas. I love this.
Hackett, did Ted say anything about me?
Yeah, he said you're the sexiest man he's ever seen.
Really?
How's the interview going?
It's going along nicely, only I don't seem to be a part of it anymore. Hey, what are you two guys still doing here?
Soaking up some local color.
Yeah, I'm soaking up my second right now.
What a beautiful amber it is, too.
Hey, Helen, I need an anecdote.
Oh, my friend, you come to the right place. It was 1967,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, just drink your beer. Never shuts up.
Come on. Helen, help me out here. Brian's in there dazzling Ted with stories about his flying career, and I can't remember any good stuff about me. Granted, Brian is a little more outgoing and all, but I think I'm a pretty interesting guy, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. What?
Never mind.
Joe, I've got good news and I've got bad news. Good news is the plane's fixed.
What's the bad news?
I think I'm possessed by Satan. Either that or ragweed season has come early. I can't!
My money's on Satan. Hey, why am I trying to compete with Brian? I've got my own story, and it's a damn good one. I mean, I started this airline with nothing but $5,000 and my own sweat and spit.
Joe, that's kind of disgusting.
And now it's a growing business. I mean, I am an American success story. If Ted Cobb can't see that, I'm just going to have to open his eyes.
No! By the third day, those girls had elected me king.
Yeah. Brian, the plane's fixed. Let's get it in the air.
What's the magic word?
Eunuch.
I'm out of here.
So, Ted, why don't we go back to my office? I want to tell you the history of Sandpiper Air from day one.
Hackett, history's for geeks. I'm looking for stories with real excitement.
Oh, well, now that I know what you want, let's just go back in.
Maybe later. I'm going to fly with Brian on this next flight. Get a good look at the operation.
Oh, good. When you get back, I'll take you to lunch. My treat.
Ah, sorry, Joe. No can do. I'm having lunch with the Bry guy.
The Bry guy?
Therefore, the clam is the only bivalve with an erogenous zone. It's located right here under the scuppers. See?
Quick, Joe, run!
Look who's here!
Hey, how come you guys aren't out on the water yet? It's after 1 o'clock.
Well, we're a lot closer than we were before.
Yeah.
I can even smell the salt air from here.
Yeah, or that could be the beer nuts you're smelling.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. One or the other.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're on our way to see a friend, O'Shea, and... we were sashaying by this little pub, and Normie suggested we drop in to get directions, and we just fell victim to its unique charm.
We have absolutely no place like this in Boston.
So what do you say now? Gonna go after the big ones?
Yep.
All right.
I hear they serve 16-ounce mugs down the street.
Oh, hey, Helen, look, it's Brian and that guy from the magazine. What a surprise. Let's go join him.
Hey, wait a minute. He didn't want to take me to lunch. I'm only here so it won't look like you're pathetically tagging along after them. Joe, why don't you just tell me the truth?
Would you have come?
Of course not. I have a lunch counter. I don't normally close it at lunch to go to lunch. That's why it's called a lunch counter.
I just want the guy to know he's missing out on a damn good story.
Yes, this is
hey, Helen, look, it's Brian and Ted. Hi. Hey, guys, you mind if we join you?
No, grab a seat.
You know, Ted, after you left, I thought of a pretty hair-raising experience I think might be just the kind of story you're looking for.
Finally.
I'd just taken off from Hyannis with a full load of passengers when, out of nowhere, a squall hit. So I told the passenger to strap in and hang on.
Hey, this is good. Go on.
Well, the thunder was crashing. Lightning was flashing all around us. My gauges were going haywire when suddenly one of my engines quits.
And you went into a spin.
No, I got it started again. But by this time, we're in a steep dive. The ocean was rushing up to meet us.
So you had to ditch.
No. I leveled her out just as the white caps were licking at our underbelly, and we made it back to Nantucket.
Where you crash landed?
No, we landed safely.
Any fatalities? Anything?
Well, I could have sworn I heard one of the passengers say, "Dear God."
I see. Will you excuse me a second here?
What, the guy takes off points because nobody was killed?
So, what are you doing here?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, Helen owns a lunch counter. She doesn't have to close it down at lunchtime to go out and have lunch.
All right. I'm here to make sure you don't swipe my story.
I'm not trying to swipe your story.
This is just like you, Brian. You've always tried to steal my thunder.
You're way off base here.
And this isn't the first time you pulled this.
What
about my confirmation? I'm just about to kiss the bishop's ring, and you fall on the floor and start making all those noises.
I was having an asthma attack.
Yeah, like that wasn't planned.
Information, pal. I just spent the whole day talking about you.
To the bishop?
Make a puppet. Joe, if you don't believe me, why don't you take a look at Ted's notes? They're right inside his briefcase.
No, I can't do that. It's personal property. I have no right to...
Why not?
Oh, I see. You know that I won't look in there, and that way I'll never know what you said to him.
Brian.
Hey. Helen, you are a witness. They are officially out of the briefcase.
Good. Read them out loud.
With pleasure.
Good.
Joe Hackett, best pilot I've ever seen. Cool in a crisis. Taught me everything I know about flying. Once turned down an offer to sing with the Doodletown Pipers? They never offered me a job.
Well, I know, but if they had, I'd like to think you would have had the good taste to turn them down.
Oh, man. Brian, I don't know what to say.
Forget it.
Here he comes.
Well, guys, I'm out of here.
What?
Yeah, I just called my editor. I gave him an overview of what we had so far, and he killed the story. We just couldn't find the angle we were looking for.
What angle is that?
The interesting one. So long.
Where are you going?
Out.
Oh, come on, Norm. I'm telling you, it was this big.
Cliffy, it's more like this, okay?
Tom, I saw my own eyes and it was this big.
Sounds like you guys finally got some fish.
Yeah, you bet.
How many did you catch?
Well, we didn't actually go fishing. We were talking about the size of the seafood platter Norm had at Captain Andy's.
Which was this big.
No, I'm telling you, it was this big, and that's why they called it the super tanker.
Aeromass Flight 37 to Boston will now begin boarding through gate one.
Let's go. I definitely want to come back here, though.
Yeah. I think next time we should actually go fishing.
What, and ruin a perfectly good fishing trip?
Cessna Nevada 121 Papa Papa, this is Tom Nevers Field. Come in, over.
Have you been able to contact Joe yet?
He's not answering.
He's been up there for 2 hours. That boy can be so stubborn, sometimes I just want to box his ears.
I know what you mean.
And then throw him into the turnbuckle and give him a good pile driver.
Faye.
I'm sorry, I've been watching entirely too much wrestling.
A Cessna Nevada 121 Papa Papa. This is Tom Nevers Field. Come in, over.
Tom Nevers Field, this is Cessna Nevada 121 Papa Papa. Over.
Cessna Nevada 121 Papa Papa. Can we stop using these stupid numbers and just go by our names?
Roger.
No, it's Brian.
Joe, what are you doing up there?
I just need to do some thinking.
When are you coming down? Helen's worried sick about you.
Really?
Well, actually, she left over an hour ago, but she did say you owe her $3.50 for breakfast, so she was thinking about you.
I'm really sorry that the article thing didn't work out.
Yeah, thanks. And, sorry I accused you of trying to steal my story.
Apology accepted, babe.
You know, Brian, I don't know why I was trying so hard to prove myself to that jerk. I don't care what he thinks. I mean, I may not have lived in all the exotic places you have and done all the death-defying things, but that doesn't matter. So, I don't make good copy. I'm a damn good pilot, and I'm proud of it. And I'm happy with who I am. It's just that every once in a while, Now, I'm going to say something, but you have to promise me you won't ever throw this back at me or tell anyone I ever said it. Sometimes I wish I was a little more like you. Brian?
Hey, Joe, I just found out the coolest thing. If you turn this dial a little bit to the left, I can pick up the dog races from Miami. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Nothing.
I'm heading home. Leave a light on for me. Out.
Sometimes I wish I was a little more like you, too.
Stay tuned to catch Steven Weber before he took his comic timing to Broadway for a stint in The Producers. Of course, we'll always love him best as the witty Nantucket pilot on Wings, coming up next on Nick at Night.